This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. During his visit, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate national highway projects at Ranaghat in Nadia district and also address the gathering. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. The Prime Minister will also embark on a two-day visit to Assam starting today. During his visit, Prime Minister will inaugurate the new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay tribute to martyrs of the historic Assam movement at Swahid Smarak Kshetra in Boragaon of Guwahati. Later, the Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Ammonia Urea Project of Assam Valley Fertilizer and Chemical Company Limited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, over the years, everyone have seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है. योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है. बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है. मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं.
On the occasion, Prime Minister, along with DG WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. The Prime Minister also released the WHO Technical Report on Training in Yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years, a Transformation in Ayush. Fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has called on the public to share suspected fake news related to the government. Informing this in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that any complaints or fact-check requests regarding news or information items circulating on matters pertaining to the government may be sent via WhatsApp at 8799711259, by email or through the PIB website. 3 metric tons of Karnataka's GI tag Indyline were exported to Oman yesterday, marking the entry of this unique fruit into another global market. The Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the shipment to Oman follows the maiden export of 3 metric tons of Indian lime to Dubai in August this year. Another consignment of 350 kilograms of GI tied Indian lime was also flagged off for export to the United Kingdom. The ministry said that nearly 12.35 metric tons of Indian lime have been exported from Vijayapura district so far. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty became the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semi-finals of the BWF World Tour Finals 2025 in Hangzhou, China, topping Group D. The top Indian duo defeated world number 2 Malaysia pair Arun Chia and So Wee Yeek in their final group match 17-21, 21-18, 21-15 to secure a place in the top 4. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Chhattisgarh and Himachal Pradesh today. IMD said that similar conditions will also prevail over Bihar, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand and northeastern parts of India. The Met Department has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over interior Karnataka and Telangana for the next 2 days. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first semi-final in Dubai. Chasing a target of 139, India reached a total in 18 overs to register a comfortable win. India will now take on Pakistan in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.